Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When I think of Good Shepherd Sunday, I cannot help but think of the quote that Luther said concerning the church. Thank God, a seven-year-old child knows what the church is, namely the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd. Shepherd and sheep. This illustration is how we ought to view the church. It's a wonderful paradigm for the household as well. Fathers taking up the mantle of being the leader of the household when it comes to passing on the faith, leading their wives and children in worship and praise of their crucified and risen Lord Jesus. Shepherd and sheep. This is how the church and you, her members, ought to live. Last week, we learned how one lives. The church and her joy come from knowing Christ took Satan's best shot at the cross, and that our Lord still bears the marks of that cross, even as he is risen from the dead. Jesus, our Lord, does not come into her midst in order to scare or to do harm, but rather he comes to bring peace and forgiveness and reconciliation. So today we learn how we are to live as sheep of the Good Shepherd. Jesus our Lord says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. This is precisely how our Lord Jesus wants himself to be known. So let him speak for himself. Don't take my word for it. Go to his recorded words. Jesus is the kind and loving shepherd who was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and to the other sheep, not of that fold, so that they too would be brought to the mountain heights of Israel to graze on the good grazing land before the Heavenly Father. You were here during the time of Lent. You were here during Holy Week. You heard the story of his passion, and now hear his voice, his living voice. Know him as he has testified of himself. He is your good shepherd. God be praised. Our good shepherd is not a hireling who runs away or leaves the wayward sheep for dead when danger confronts them. But instead, we learn this about our shepherd. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Our good shepherd, who is like you in every way, being a sheep in appearance, yet without sin, offered himself as your ransom. He's the one who took the beating, the mocking, the bruises, the cuts, the nails, even death itself. He does not desire to see any of his lambs go to the slaughter, so he went there instead. Had he not done this, certainly we would all still be in the chambers of death and hell and be there forevermore. But what our good shepherd has done, this was and is the Lord's doing. Let it be marvelous in your eyes. It is his joy to see you saved from eternal death. Hear his own word for you and be gathered. For it is for you, now and always. He is your good shepherd. So know him by his tender voice and the mercy which flows from those very words of his. Your sins are forgiven. Be at peace. You see, you stand before God as clean, as an innocent lamb. You are declared not guilty of your waywardness and your stubbornness because of your shepherd who's laid down his life. You can and ought to confidently approach your Heavenly Father. and saying the prayer that your good shepherd has taught you to pray. Address him as your father, because Christ has made it so in holy baptism. Being a sheep of the good shepherd, expect the Lord to give you good things for the sake of the one who laid down his life for you. This is the highest good and kindness of the Lord. He does not hold you responsible for your sins, but he hands them off to Jesus. Jesus says, "They are mine." Therefore, don't keep them around on a leash and act like your sins are your pets. Repent. Confess your sins to Jesus. Relinquish your grasp on them. Jesus does not ask for an explanation or any justification. He does not need an excuse. There's no bargaining here. There's no empty promises that need to be uttered. Simply confess your sins and leave it at that. It's not to be complicated. Simply look through the words of God in Scripture. The Ten Commandments come easily to mind. Confess and believe what Scripture testifies concerning yourselves. We already did that this morning. We confess ourselves to be sinful and unclean. We cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. And so on and so forth. We have not followed the Ten Commandments of our Lord as we ought, since we are now reconciled to him by his grace. So confess what Scripture says about you and your sinful condition, but do not confess those sins without hope in the promise that God is indeed merciful. You see, that is just mere contrition without hope. And that leaves you, unfortunately, in the league with Judas. Rather, confess your sins with true repentance, confident in the other part of Scripture, that God is merciful and just and will forgive your sins. Look then to God for mercy. You have such mercy given to you as you hear the voice of your good shepherd. Let his words have their way with you. Just like his wounds, these words of his give you life. It calms your anxious hearts. It enlivens and brings to flame your faith yet again. This is what those who have been placed into the office of the holy ministry are to do as an under-shepherd of the good shepherd, Jesus. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus, I, as your pastor, am to speak to you in the stead of Christ. I am not to speak my words, but the words that Jesus speaks to you. This is why the corporate confession absolution that you might remember all the way from Ash Wednesday and Maundy Thursday, and then the individual confession absolution, have this statement spoken by the pastor. Do you believe the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's forgiveness? Our Lutheran confess very much that the physical God and Lord Jesus is in our midst, and it's he who speaks. Christ's words are spoken through your pastor into your very ears, so that whenever and wherever you are confronted by your sin and a guilty conscience, you can trust in Christ's words that you are indeed free. You hear his voice. You are forgiven. Be free. For that is what your Lord wants you to be, free from sin, free from death, and free to live in joy, in righteousness, and purity forever. Be like the little lambs who have just found their legs in the spring. Jump and run in the meadows, enjoy life, and praise the Lord who has created, redeemed, and now sanctifies you and keeps you blameless before him. Hear your good shepherd's voice. Be gathered to our good shepherd's altar, in his house, at his table. Eat of the good grazing ground that is his word. and feast on his holy body and precious blood, as he bids us do often. Hear the voice of your good shepherd, and know his words, and make them your very own. Trust and believe that Christ has truly come to take your place and gives you his life freely. Receive his precious gospel and hold on to it now and always. And if you forget, which sheep often do, we get the opportunity to hear it again. Again, this is why our Lord instituted the holy office of the ministry, so that you might hear the gospel of Christ again and again and again, because we do forget. Our Lord knows this, so he leaves nothing to chance, but rather he sends his mouthpieces into all the world to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name. Your Lord truly cares for his sheep. He does all of this so that you might be kept safe against the lion prowling around. So be a little sheep. Follow the voice of Jesus. Do not think you can go alone. You've probably heard of lone wolves, but it's unwise for a Christian to be a lone sheep. A lone sheep is a wolf's or lion's dinner. It's rather be gathered to your good shepherd. While we may be wandering through tough terrain, as the valley of the shadow of death may indeed be treacherous, trust that your good shepherd is indeed good, and that he has your best intention in mind. Your faith will certainly be exercised by this journey. You will struggle, but your faith in Christ will indeed be strengthened by it. The path may not always be next to lush, green, and restful waters, but the Lord is leading you home. Even while it is now a barren and sin-filled land, your good shepherd makes lush grass and water appear in the wilderness, so that you may not stumble or faint on the way. He gives you food, his own body and blood, in the presence of your enemies, and your enemies can do nothing to you. For what you feast upon is the victory feast of our God over sin, death, and Satan. Just as Christ is risen, you also will arise. And you have this life given to you already, for you have the Good Shepherd in front of you, and he fills your cup and your plate with a foretaste of the wonderful feast to come. Rejoice and be at rest with the lambs, for your Good Shepherd is leading you home. Alleluia! Christ is risen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.